kindred spirits, in considering this proposal, please be mindful of the fact that 4 million people have died in Africa in the last 6 years due to the effects of conventional arms. 4 million dead in the last 6 years. That's like the whole of South London, or Yorkshire, or Yokohama, or Los Angeles, or Sydney, or Ireland, or the Central African Republic, or Uruguay, dead in the last 6 years. 4 million dead. Yet incredibly, not one person has been prosecuted for supplying the weapons of their destruction and death. It's like legalized aiding, abetting, and facilitating mass slaughter. Dwight D. Eisenhower, General Commander of Allied Forces in World War II, and US President in 1952 and 1960, is quoted as saying, "Every gun, every warship, every tank, and every military aircraft built is, in the final analysis, theft from those who are hungry and are not fed, from those who are naked and are not clothed." This expresses part of the essence of ARC's, Arms Reduction Coalition's, campaign. The Arms Reduction Coalition is campaigning for the State of the United Nations, the UN, to agree and implement a legally binding instrument reduce the amount of resources spent on arms by between 1 and 5% for a period of between 10 and 25 years, and to spend the resources saved on programs that benefit humanity and the Earth. This reasonable proposal is based on implementing Article 26 of the UN Charter, which the states of the UN have committed to promote the establishment and maintenance of international peace and security, with the least diversion for armaments of the world's human and economic resources. The value of the world's arms trade is currently over $850 billion per year. A 1% year-on-year reduction on the previous year's expenditure would make over $8 billion available in the first year. ARC is about resources, reducing the amount of resources being spent by the states of the UN on things to kill people, and diverting those resources to positive, UN-based humanitarian and earthism programs, such as poverty reduction, sustainable development, protecting the vulnerable, peaceful resolution of conflict systems, and maintaining the environment. By the ARC resolution. The Arms Reduction Coalition, concerned by the obstacles, threats, and difficulties that the large amount of arms in circulation pose to the maintenance of peace and security, and to non-governmental organizations and UN departments in carrying out their work. Concerned by the disproportionately large amount of the world's human and economic resources expended on arms. Recalling that Article 26 of the UN Charter calls for the least diversion for armaments of the world's human and economic resources. Calls upon the United Nations General Assembly to agree and for all signatory states of the United Nations to ratify a legally binding instrument for reducing the diversion for armaments of their state's human and economic resources by between 1 and 5% per year. To establish and maintain systems that enable annual independent verification and ordering of their state's compliance. To establish the United Nations mechanism to facilitate implementation, dealing with such matters as non-compliance, concessions, reporting, auditing standards, and the publication of targets and achievements annually. To specify how amounts diverted from armaments are to be used on state and UN programs, such as poverty reduction, sustainable development, conflict prevention, peaceful resolution of conflict, protecting the vulnerable, maintaining the environment, and effective and efficient implementation of the legally binding instrument. But full opportunities to non-governmental organizations and other non-state actors to make their contributions in implementation, compliance, and allocation of resources. That requires review and recommitment by the states to the legally binding instrument after a period of between 10 and 25 years. We urge you to endorse this resolution.